Now I'm really pleased to introduce to you Perrier, which needs no introduction. She is the Lady of Clay, I've got to tell you. She is amazing, and her information and what she has done for all of us by bringing us the detox clay, the living clay. We are so grateful that years ago she told us about the importance of calcium bentonite clay, and now you hear it everywhere. But it was she that began all of this, and we thank you very much, Perrier Arledge, for joining us at the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce. I'm ready to talk clay. How about you?
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. We have got what Dr. Cass Ingram considers a medical emergency on our hands now. Now we need to talk in terms of using clay for adults, for children, and for pets. So let's start with what we need to do. And I do thank you for sending me the booklet, the clay booklet on how to kickstart your day with living clay. So let's start with dealing with a radiation emergency with adults.
Joyce, if you have any inkling that you're getting radiation fallout on you, I don't care what level it is, it's going to build up. Take one clay bath a week if you're in a mild zone. That will detox through the skin. You should drink clay. I am drinking clay all day long before I eat anything. If I think it has radiation in it, I'm going to take some clay. So I'm drinking a little sip of clay before I eat, another about an ounce after I eat. Instead of taking it just morning and night, I'm taking it any time I eat. I'm going to get that radiation before it gets in my body.
Okay.
Simply put, that's the safest thing we can do for ourselves.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. I've been putting it in my green smoothies. I've been putting it in my soups, my stews. The Power Team members get it when they don't even know they're getting it. I put it in my salad dressings now. Whip it up in the blender. Now, that's the way that I'm getting it on an ongoing basis. But is that effective to do it that way, to mix it with other items?
Clay is so strong, it doesn't take a whole lot to be preventative. So if you're getting it throughout the day that way, that's good. And when you're putting it in with your food, so that's why I want you to have it before you eat, because we don't know nowadays what's been exposed. The word organic garden doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we've damaged that name because we don't know. You can't see this invisible radiation on your plants.
Okay, now for a person who doesn't know anything about calcium bentonite clay, and we have to know that there's always new people tuning in, for the sake of them, it's a powder. It comes in a jar. You can buy it by the pound. It's the most cost-effective way is to buy it. Probably the larger the amount of poundage, and then separate it and divide it up between your friends and family. Dr. Cass was just talking about the importance of putting it on your garden, and that's another thing. He said it will draw the radiation out of your garden and into the soil. Now, I'm not sure about all of that and how to do that, but, you know, you've talked about using calcium bentonite clay in the garden before. Explain to people, first of all, how to drink the clay, because there may be people that don't even know how to mix it up and drink it.
Okay. You make it up to a 1-to-8 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts water. Shake it up. You want it fully expanded. You want the lumps out, so you need to shake it. You can put a large batch in your blender, blend it. It'll keep indefinitely on your kitchen cabinet. You just don't want to set it in a bright sunlight. And from that, the general dosage is 2 ounces twice a day for like 14 days for a detox. This is going to cleanse your colon, cleanse the old fecal matter out. It's going to balance your gut flora, and it's going to have you having more energy because you're getting more nutrition from your supplements and from the food you eat. So just drinking it like that. You know, I pour out a little shot of clay. I have my clay toddy, and I drink it, like I said, a little before. Now, if you have an aversion to the taste, you can mix it in a little apple juice. You can put it in your tea or coffee, your smoothies. And, Joyce, like you said, put it in your foods that you're cooking, so you're getting some every day. Now, mm-hmm. from that liquid, I keep a large jug on my kitchen cabinet because I give everybody that comes over a shot of clay whether they want it or not.
Okay.
They know you're going to get a clay shot when you come see Perrier.
And I think the idea of putting it in a blender is real good because then you don't have any problem with any clumping at all in the blender. You know, one of the things that I did at the Jefferson City meeting is we showed people how to make sprouts, and I had sprouts there in various, stages of them, and gave them to the people that attended on a cracker. And then I had a dressing over it, but I didn't tell them that in the dressing there was calcium bentonite clay, along with my, use of balsamic vinegar and whatever. And it was really excellent. And nobody even knew they had clay in it. And that's the best way to take it, is when you're not even thinking about it, and you get it with everything you eat. So
yes.
I want to encourage people to just kind of do this and play with it in whatever you fix.
Yes. We have lots of recipes, clay recipes, and people are so creative in sending us new ones every day. In fact, I'm giving a talk at a bookstore coming up, and they're going to make clay hors d'oeuvres for everyone that night. So they're going to be getting clay and won't even notice it. It goes down easy that way. And it's really not, after the first time or two, you get used to it. There's really no taste. It leaves a little chalkiness in your mouth afterwards, but one sip of clay and that's gone. I mean, one sip of water and that's gone. It's good to swish your teeth after you brush in the morning, too, with a little clay. It helps your teeth and gums. So it starts working in the mouth, works all the way through. Now, it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, so it goes, when it goes in the mouth, it goes all the way through. Even though it's not absorbed in the bloodstream, clay can stop anemia. It can help bone density. It can cleanse the liver. It does all these things. It does it through biotransmutation, and I don't mean to get into chemical talk. Basically, here's what clay does. It's a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself. The body sends enzymes to break down what it needs from the clay. It only takes what it needs on an as-need basis. The clay helps the body release toxins and waste and discharge them. So what else do we need?
That's right. That's right. There is an incredible booklet that she has done called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. It's an instructional manual on using clay, and it's about 6 or 7 pages. You have covered everything in this little booklet. You kind of condensed the book Living Clay into all of this, on all the external and internal usages, the general detox, advanced detox, precautions if you're taking medications, protocol for clay baths. I mean, it's all in here.
Yes, we needed something. People kept calling and asking questions, and we thought we need something condensed for them just to look at and get it. Oh, this is how you make it. Okay. Mm-hmm. We made it as simplified as we could do it. We start with what a one serving would be, and then we show you how to make the jar of liquid clay. And it's very simplified, very understandable, and it was something we should have done a long time ago. So we're excited to get this out. Like we say, they're free downloads, and we're making them free to people. We're waiting for the printer to come in, and we'll send you some free booklets, too.
Well, I appreciate that. I noticed, I had not asked this before, but it has a pH, the clay, calcium bentonite clay, and don't get it mixed up with other clays. We're talking about the Cadillac. We're talking about the best, the pharmaceutical grade. Has a pH of 9.7. That's amazing. I was not aware of that.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's one of the beauties. All clays are different. Some clays are actually acidic, so you need to know mm-hmm. your clays. And this one has a 9.7 pH, and it is, I had acid reflux, and I started taking the clay. That's really when I became a convert, because I had it so bad I didn't want to go to the doctor, but I thought, I'm going to get esophageal cancer from this horrible acidic stuff coming up in my throat at night. And I started taking the clay internally then on the recommendation from a friend, and I mean, in 3 days, I could lay down and sleep like a baby. It was totally gone. Totally gone.
Oh, that is wonderful. Speaking of babies, putting it in their bottle with their formula, well, how do we do it for babies?
Okay, you mix that liquid up and put about a half a teaspoon in their milk. In their milk. The clay's actually in chocolate milk. It's what makes it thick. So.
Oh, interesting. Now, that's not a reason to go drink chocolate milk, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to open up the phone lines if you have a question or comment. for Perrier, and try to keep your comments very concise, or your questions like you did with Dr. Cass, if you have a specific question. We're talking about using this for adults, people, and I mean for adults, children, and pets. And, of course, putting it in, sprinkling it in their water is probably the best way, or giving it with a syringe in the mouth. Anything else? Putting the clay on the pet's fur, is that recommended?
Yes, you can do that. Or, you know, if the pets have been outside and you think they may have picked up radiation, saturate a washcloth with the clay water and just wipe their fur, wipe them down.
Mm.
It's difficult to give them a bath, so you can do a wipe down on them. Wipe their feet because they, you know, track across the ground.
Oh, that's right. Their pads. Oh, my goodness, yes. Absolutely. Nice to have a clay mat that they have to step on when they come in the house each time. That would be good. You just sprinkle clay over your, you know, near your kitty door, your doggy door, and make them walk through it. That would be helpful just in that.
Well, if they had little booties, we could sprinkle clay in their booties.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm sure there'll be some people that will be doing that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we love our animals, that's for sure. All right, let's talk in terms of radiation, because I know a lot of people online are now discussing the importance of calcium bentonite clay, like they just thought of it. But it does convert into an ion exchange with the radiation. That's what I think is so powerful with this whole thing.
Yes. Clay has this strong negative charge, and radium, radiation, and uranium, all of those components are a positive charge. So now I'm hearing, all my knowledge tells me that Russia used calcium bentonite clay in Chernobyl, and I know that they ordered 100 tons a year or so afterwards, just distribute across the land and farmlands to get it out of the soils and things.
Interesting.
So it's very good at drawing that radiation to it. The beauty of clay, when it draws something, it holds it, it captures it. So, the clay is not going to release it again.
Hmm.
And that's the beauty of it.
So that's the function of the clay within the body. Is that when you drink it, explain that.
Toxins, pesticides, anything that is the positive charge ion, which we have bad bacteria and good bacteria. Your bad bacteria has the positive charged ions. So clay is very selective. It's only looking for something with a positive ionic charge, and it goes to the worst place first and cleans that out. So it's going to pull that to it. It can do it two ways. It has a cation exchange ratio on the outer edges of the clay where the dominant minerals are, so it will throw off a calcium, a magnesium, or a potassium and take in its place one of the bad boys, the radiation in this case. So it attaches to it. It also pulls it inside. Now, all clays have some cationic radiation, but bentonites have between 100 and 150, anywhere from 80 to 150, where most clays have down into the 20s. So it's important you get this premium clay.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking care of yourself, your family, your pets, your garden, whatever. We're going to do the best we can. This is not about selling a bunch of stuff. This is about protection. Because, listeners, it's real. And that new information coming out of Fukushima today, we got the decimal points wrong, and you're really being poisoned. It's so sad to see these kinds of ploys happening. But those of us are protected, well, I feel really good. And I know that Perrier does also, in that we are telling you the best that we can, the best that we know. These items are not all that expensive, but you do need a lot of clay. You don't just want to order 1 pound of clay, because this is going to go on for another 3 to 6 months. And if you can get people to go together with you, it's going to be the best, in my estimation. And I just want to tell you, Perrier, that we just got an email from Costa Rica saying, love the show, thanks to this wonderful lady and her miracle clay. I healed a very nasty dog bite infection. It took several weeks, but it is healed, with just a slight scar. Bless you, Perrier, in the Power Hour. Michael in Costa Rica. He said he took some pics of the healing, which he will send to us. So, you know, you got fans all over the world, Perrier.
No, the clay does. Clay has fans. She gathers her own. You know, I can't explain to people how valuable a clay bath is. It's kind of like telling someone who's never eaten an apple what an apple tastes like.
Uh-huh.
It's just something you have to experience, and you will be so wowed after your first one, you want to continue to have the clay baths. They are just magical for stimulating the whole body circulation, opening up the flow of energy from in the body. And that's when we get muscle aches, tied up places, when we have a constriction of muscles with pain. And the clay baths, not only are they detoxing you through the pores of your skin, pulling out heavy metals, uranium, or things of that nature, it's going to relax those muscles and allow the flow of oxygen and blood, which is what we need. That's why we sleep on these magnetic mattresses, to balance our body. And the clay has an electromagnetic energy built into it, like it has the 9.7 pH.
And I think the clay baths, well, they're good, radiation or no radiation, they're good for you.
They will relax you. Your skin feels baby soft afterwards. You don't need to rinse off. You just dry yourself off after one, and your skin feels marvelous. It has just had a 15 to 20 minute revitalization.
I'd like for you to talk quickly about because I think it's so important, but about the spas that use your clay. And it doesn't have anything to do with radiation protection. It has everything to do with stimulating the body, but how your clay is used as some of the high-end spas in the nation.
Yes, we're very proud of our spa group, and we haven't marketed a great deal to the spa industry, but they are hearing about it. Their customers are bringing it in, they're trying it, and they're calling us and demanding that clay in their shop. They're using that because it draws so much stronger. It tightens up. I have ladies who have used it like a facial every other day for 3 weeks, and their friends are asking if they've had a Botox injection.
It will
literally tighten the skins. It fluffs out, pulls those wrinkles out. It just is amazing on what it can do on the skin. And your skin feels so soft afterwards. You put it on, you let it dry. It's like concrete. It's really tight. Mm-hmm. You wash it off, and your skin just feels baby soft. It cleanses the pores. It stimulates blood flow and oxygen. That's what we need for surface healing, cellular healing.
Now, I've always said that doing a total clay application of putting it all over your entire body, you know, as much as you can put it anywhere. You can just absolutely put it anywhere on your body. And I've always said, you know, do this, you know, if you're going to get naked and do this, then, you know, make sure your husband's three counties away before you do it. But, I mean, and also don't take a phone call, because I took a phone call one time. I was on the phone for over 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and I was like so stiff I could hardly walk. The clay had really gotten tight. I mean, it really does its job.
Yes, if it ever dries and then you take the phone call, it's very hard to talk.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Also, you start to feel your face tighten, and it really works. What is it doing when you put, let's say you did an overall body, you know, let's say you did something with your children and you wanted them to experience that. What does that do? What is it happening to your body?
It's cleansing the pores of your skin. We have oils and bacteria that back up in the pores of our skin, particularly our face. That's the result of acne and these little breakouts that we have. It's going to pull those impurities out from the skin. And it's going to tighten and firm the cells. If you just put some of the cleansing clay mask on the back of one hand and then let it dry and wash it off and then make a fist and compare it to the other hand, you can see the skin cells are tighter, pulled together, it's firmer, and it's a little bit lighter. It's a light exfoliant. It kind of lightens age spots. A lot of people who drink it and use it regularly say they just don't get new age spots.
Interesting.
So, and a full body is wonderful. You know, they're doing these sea wraps and herbal wraps and things. Clay will draw out excess moisture. Now, it depends on how much moisture and fluid you have in your skin. What it's doing is pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface of the skin. And we have dormant cells on the surface of our skin. They're just kind of inactive, so to speak. This revitalizes them. This is how clay helps heal wounds so quickly. It's bringing the oxygen and the blood flow and the nutrients to heal the wound, and it's taking the infections and the baddies out of the wound. So it's twofold, that electromagnetic energy is a component of clay that you just don't buy off the shelf in the grocery store or a pharmacy.
And we've had some people at the Power Hour that have had lumps that have gone away totally. Now, we're not trying to play medicine here or play doctor here, but there are things that you can do many times to see if it's effective, and it's been amazing on wounds, on bites, especially yellow jacket bites, those kinds of things. Any kind of wound, just put it on there and allow it to take effect. I got this email from someone who said, about 5 months ago, I got a spider bite at work around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By the time I left work at 6 o'clock, it looked like a brown recluse spider bite that I'd had several years ago. Everyone at work thought it was terrible. It was red, swelling, itching, painful, and starting to get some streaking. And that's just after 4 hours. As soon as I arrived home, I made a poultice with bentonite clay and silver, changed it daily for 2 days, and on the third day, it simply had a little scab forming over the bite itself and nothing else. The redness, swelling, itching, and pain were gone, and it made a believer out of me, and that's Elaine in Oklahoma. Thank you, Elaine, for sending that. It's just about any wound you can use clay in, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, raw open wound, put clay on it. It's going to be cool and soothing, but again, it's going to stimulate the oxygen and blood flow that's needed for cellular repair. And it's going to take any toxins or dirt or contamination that's gotten in the wound out. So I can't think of a better Band-Aid or healing element than clay.
Uh-huh. I can't either. I really cannot imagine anything, a first aid item. Everybody needs to have it around.
Burns, we had a lady scalded herself with dropped a pot of hot coffee down her leg. And she put clay on it, and then she went to cleaning up, and it was on the weekend. She went in on Monday to the doctor because it was such a bad burn, and she wanted to make sure she didn't get an infection. And they asked her, they put her in the hospital, and they did skin grafting. It was such a bad burn, and they said, "What's your level of pain?" And she said, "I have none." And he said, "No, between 1 and 10, with 10 being high, what's your level of pain?" She said, "I have no pain."
Wow.
He said, "Lady, do you know what pain is?" And she said, "I've had 5 children. I know what pain is." But the clay is a natural analgesic, and it takes the pain away from a scalding burn. And you know, it burns those nerve endings. And the worst thing from a burn is the shock when a person is burned over that much flesh. Now, they had to go ahead and do a skin graft. It was that severe. But she kept it clean. There was no infection in it using the clay, and it kept the pain away. So put it on anything that hurts. If you mash your finger in the door, glob it on there. It's going to keep it from swelling. It pulls down the inflammation. I've healed broken bones in 3 weeks, putting clay on where they didn't have the cast, and we could put clay on and put the splint on over it, you know, wrap it in saran wrap and put a splint on over that, and they were released in 3 weeks.
It sounds like the universal remedy, and guess what? It is. You know, I want to go back on the clay baths. We didn't mention how much to use. It's in this brochure that you're going to get, but it has, it says using, 2 cups for detox?
Yes, if you have something like radiation, or you know you have toxic heavy metal poisoning, mercury or lead, you want a 2-cup bath. And I would do them for 2 a week for 5 weeks is what they recommend for children with autism, to get the mercury from the shots out of them. And it calms these children down. One clay bath, they're making eye contact, they're more verbal, and they're calmer. And it's amazing what one clay bath can do. Now, I had a lady the other day with a severe migraine headache, and I never would have said, go take a clay bath. But she did, and she only had a fourth of a cup of clay left, I mean half a cup, and she used all of it in her bath. She got in and soaked, and she said in 10 minutes, her headache was gone. She said, how did it do that?
Yes.
Well, again, it's opening, it's relaxing the body, it's opening up that flow of energy, the blood flow and the oxygen. And when we have a pain, we naturally tighten up and resist it. So we shut down the blood flow when we tighten the muscles around it, and it just amplifies the pain.
I want to open up the phone line. She's so gracious to share all her information. And believe me, the book, Living Clay, is really, if you're going to get involved in using clay, you want to have the entire book, because that's where you're going to find all the information that you need to know on clay. I mean, if it's relative to clay, it will be in the book, Living Clay. And I know it feels so good, Perrier, to know when you offer something like the calcium bentonite clay, you don't have any qualms about offering it. You know that you're offering something that everybody needs. They don't even know they want it yet and don't even know how effective it's going to be. But it is a wonderful thing to offer to people when you hear that they've got a problem and you can share it with them.
Oh, yes. You know, after you start using clay, you want to carry it around. If you see somebody on the street walking down with eczema, psoriasis, or acne, you just want to whip it out and give them some. I do it all the time, and I don't mean to offend them. It's just that, you know, suffering is optional with clay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simply optional.
Okay, let's say a person had a skin eruption that looked like psoriasis. Of course, we can't treat anything or don't give any medical advice, but if they had a skin eruption that looked like psoriasis, what would they do?
They would put the hydrated clay on it and put some saran wrap or something to keep it on there wet. Now, I'll tell you what one 83-year-old did. It had eczema from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes. She wouldn't go in public anymore. Her skin looked like elephant hide, she said. Her daughter came up and insisted on a hot clay bath. She put her in the bathtub, got her out, put coconut oil over her body and wrapped her in a blanket for 30 minutes after a hot clay bath. And the little lady was complaining about how hot she had the water. So you don't have to scald them now. But three clay baths, the third morning she woke up and all that dead skin had fallen off of her body and was in the bed.
Oh, that's incredible.
And her skin was just amazing. And now she's going places in short sleeve blouses. I talked to her. She was just amazing. She said, "You've given me back my life."
Oh, that is so tremendous. Psoriasis and skin-like eruption, ladies and gentlemen, like psoriasis. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please, Lauren. Welcome.
Good morning, ladies.
Welcome.
Just calling to say thank you, thank you, thank you. My daughter's walking around with clay all over her upper arms and back right now.
Why?
Because we were detoxing. We did the fasting. We've got a lot of toxins out, and what happens is they'll come out through the skin, and a lot of times under the arms, the back of the arms, they start getting bumpy. That's your toxins, and you got to remove them. So she's covered up with clay right now. When my baby drank gun oil, I used charcoal first for the first two applications, separated by about 2 hours, and then clay on the feet to dry out everything that was, you know, left in the body.
Wow.
And I have to tell you this, because this is just so funny. When I was 17, I was very sickly, okay? I did not do well with the vaccines. I lost my tonsils when I was sick. I missed almost a whole year of school in first grade from the polio vaccines and all this. So I stayed sick. I stayed, you know, I wasn't as strong as I should have been, okay? Well, I was also overweight because we were McDonald's kids. You know, we ate all that crap. Well, I went to this, and I paid $100 for this, and this has to be in 77, thereabouts. I paid $100 to get what? A clay wrap at a spa.
Oh.
$100 I paid for one clay wrap. I believe you have the 8-pounder there. It's about $120. I'm ordering one as soon as I get off of this phone. I just was laughing because it occurred to me after I got wrapped, because we did it to lose weight. You know, they said if you lose a certain amount of inches, because they wrap you up in ACE bandages that were dipped in the clay, then they put plastic over you, and they had you just kind of bumble around all fat and, you know, sweating for 2 hours. But what happened was my health improved after that. I used to have the real bad I don't want to go into the details of it, but it didn't even occur to me that I detoxed my body.
Yes.
That was a big part of what was going on. So these are great things. God makes good things, and he made you wonderful ladies to help us have this information. And I'm telling you what, my life has never been better since I was sick and dying when I started listening to your show.
Oh.
I mean, broken blood vessels up the legs. I was exhausted, chronic fatigue, the whole fibromyalgia, the frozen shoulder. It's all gone now.
So oh, you're amazing.
Listen and take action.
Thank you, Lauren from Ohio. We're talking with Perrier today. Perrier is the Lady of Clay, and let me tell you, if there's anything that you wonder if it can be bettered or increased in its or helped by clay, well, just try it and see. We find out lots of things that we didn't even know about, and I know that even Perrier finds out a lot of items, a lot of things that she didn't know. Let me go to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air, and I do thank Lauren for calling in with all of her wonderful testimony. She is an incredible lady. Let's go to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Roger on that. Go ahead.
All right. I tell you, the bentonite clay is amazing. In fact, I'm looking at my medicine cabinet now, and I got a whole lot of power hour in there.
Thank you. A whole lot of power hour. I like it.
This is something, though, that this is a something I like for you to investigate, Joyce, because I've talked to a lot of people. I work in the woods. For the last 2 years, the ticks have been... their toxicity level is off the chart.
Yes.
You get bit, you can pull it off, you get a lump the size like you've been hit by a hornet. And I use the clay on it and on my dog, too. But I'd like for you to get an entomologist on to find out what the heck is happening to these insects. They're
okay.
Ferocious.
All right, I appreciate that. You're right about that, for sure. All right, anything else, George?
That's just it. Fantastic
okay, thank
product.
You. Thanks for having a whole lot of power hour in your cabinet. I appreciate that. Let's go to Erica in Oklahoma. Erica, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I want to be real quick. I have a friend who's diabetic. The doctors say that she broke a tendon in her foot a year or so ago. I can't remember, maybe longer. Her foot gets all swollen up, like double in size, and it's kind of hot to the touch. I suggested to her that we do a foot clay foot bath. And she was optimistic towards that. I wanted to know how much clay powder I'd put in, like, 3 gallons of water and how long to soak it for and if there's anything else that I should do with it.
Okay. Perrier, your response, please.
You know, I would just suggest taking the hydrated clay and covering that whole foot and ankle area and wrapping it in some Saran wrap or some Glad Press and Seal and just leave it on there and let it work directly. The thicker, the better. And I've had a person with a sprained ankle that was really swollen. He had been taking Epsom salts fast and doing things for 3 weeks. And he put, when the clay got there and he put it on there, he said it kept sliding off because it was pulling the fluid out so fast.
Huh. Okay, so I shouldn't even soak it in a clay bath then?
Don't think it's necessary. I would rather have her wrap it like that and she can wrap it up and leave it on at night, put a sock on over it maybe. And just do it directly like that. Diabetics lack circulation, and this is going to. And even if during the day she can put a thin coat on and prop her feet up and just let it dry, because that's going to pull the circulation and the blood flow.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate that. Perrier, thank you so much for all the good work you do. We appreciate you at the Power Hour. We salute you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be part of the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so very much.